Welcome back to Houston Street Baptist Church's podcast. We're glad that you're joining us for the second podcast. And it's out of the devastation of COVID-19 that there has emerged an unprecedented grip of both anxiety and fear on our culture and, for many of us, on our lives. And some have become incapacitated by this fear. It's actually left them immobilized. And though we need to be wise, we need to follow the guidelines of public health, we need to follow the measures that our government is setting up for us, we realize as believers that our security ultimately isn't in any of that, but it's in God himself. And so joining me today is Derek Hissen, who's on staff here at the church, Amanda Chu, who is also an OR nurse, but on a part of our church community here, and Deanna Spostra. They're joining myself, Dwayne Klein. I am also on staff here at the church, and we're glad that you're listening in. So we're going to just kind of walk through a few thoughts here and have a bit of a dialogue about where do we find peace when the world is driving us to fear. Derek, talk to us a bit about what are some of the reasons that you believe fear so easily sets in and it incapacitates us.
I think one of the biggest reasons for fear is just that feeling of losing control over your situation. And I think when you look around at the world now, you can see that there's just so many layers to what's happening right now with, you know, there's this virus that is threatening people's health, there's financial worries that are going on now, there's people are being asked to stay home and isolate themselves, and there's people who are just don't want to be alone or different situations that are happening, and there's so many different layers that it can just be overwhelming and I think terrifying for most of us.
Yeah, thank you, Derek. Amanda, what about you?
Mm-hmm. I think fear is part of how we're wired, and it's a fundamental response to we have to protect ourselves when we perceive threats to our existence or integrity. And so I think in light of COVID, in the context of the unknown and uncertainty of this pandemic, fear is very, very natural. But I think at the same time, as humans, we're easily distracted and we lose sight of who God is and the peace he promises in this us in these times. We may know this peace but not truly understand in our hearts, and we have to keep preaching that over ourselves.
Thank you, Amanda. Deanna?
One thing that I've been reflecting on this week and last week has been just the overwhelming voices of the world. We have information overload and so much information from all different viewpoints coming at us quickly, and we're forced to manage that information. I've also been thinking about how the devil is part of all of this, how he longs to skew us from our path with Christ, even if he takes a truth and just twists it a little bit to take us away from where God is leading us. And I think that is happening these days, where we're being led by fear, not by truth. And definitely for me, part of managing that fear has been getting away from social media and feeding myself with other influences that are truthful and beneficial, like the word and like prayer.
Thank you, Deanna. And I know for many, some of the fear comes from this unknown, right? Whenever you step into something that's new, something that you've never experienced before, and so all of a sudden when you're practicing, you know, sanitization at a whole nother level, what does that look like when you're, every time you touch something, you have to clean it, every time, you know, you are somewhere, you wash your hands or use hand sanitizer, and then the fear that comes when you can't buy the hand sanitizer because it's not available anywhere. And then, you know, as the news is just changing it seems hour by hour, right? At one point you can gather with 250 people, and then only with 50 people, and only with 10 people, and now only with the people in your household. You're not even supposed to go to visit other relatives or friends, and it's just constantly changing. It's moved from social distancing even to what I would call social isolation, though I know we can still contact each other via email and FaceTime and conversations on the phone. But as that changes, it's also a fear that grips when you see the stats in some places just go up exponentially. You're like, well, is it going to be me next? And so it's really easy to have all of that just kind of I would say work ourselves up into a frenzy, right? And though it's It's unwise to not follow the public health guidelines. For many, it becomes incapacitating and thinking, have I done all this? Am I doing all this? They're trying to make sure they're following all the steps and measures. And then you compound that with what you were saying, Deanna, around conspiracy theories that start to jump in off the internet and social media. And you're like, wow, where do I go next? And what do I do? And so out of that, as we face that fear, like how have each of you found some peace in God when fear has begun to grip your heart, either in COVID-19 or even in other parts of your life? How has that happened? Deanna?
For me, this has certainly been a time of fear, probably not ongoing, but there's definitely times when I sit down and reflect and I am gripped by moments of fear around this situation with COVID-19. And for me, I've just had to return to really simple truths, almost childlike faith, where I know full well what is true about God and I need to cling to that. For me, it's all about countering fear with truth. And so what I do practically, I really like being able to physically write down my prayers to God. And if you refer to the Psalms, there's nothing hidden from God. There are no thoughts of our own that He is not aware of. So you don't have to hide how you're actually feeling from God. But I think we need to posture ourselves truthfully before God, but also acknowledging who He is as God and King, and finishing with hope. So that's how I try and practice my prayers through journaling. Also, for me, it's all about having truth. Like when I'm doing the dishes, when I'm in my home for so many hours of the day, it's really helpful for me to hear truth through worship. And that's just a practical way that I kind of counter my own thoughts from spiraling. Because like I said, I find this information overload daunting and my thoughts travel and it gets away from me. So I often will put on worship music. And some scripture that has been really helpful for me has been from Isaiah 41. Fear not, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. And this is some scripture that I have returned to from other seasons of life. And it's one that I can just repeat to myself over and over. He is my God. He will give me the strength. He will help me. And He will hold me up with His righteous right hand.
Thank you, Dana. That's great.
For myself, finding peace in God when fear has gripped my heart, it kind of echo a lot of things that Deanna said in terms of worship, word, and prayer. For me, it's just coming back to trusting in who God says He is and recalling His goodness and faithfulness to me in the past and how He has brought me through suffering, provided for me in those moments. A passage that has helped me comes from Proverbs 3:5-6. That we should trust in the Lord with all our heart and not lean on our own understanding, but in all ways acknowledge Him and He will make our path straight. So recalling His word and reading His promises is definitely a way to help me find peace.
Thank you, Amanda.
Yeah, I think for me, I really appreciate everything that we've said about remembering who God is. And I think the other thing we need to do is remember who we are. And for me, Isaiah 43, verse 1, just speaks to that. But now this is what the Lord says. He who created you, Jacob, He who formed you, Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. And I think what helps me in these situations where I'm trying to find peace is to remember that strength, that peace doesn't come from what I'm qualified to do. It doesn't come from what I'm able to grab onto on my own. It comes from the fact that understanding that I belong to God. And so as we remember who He is, it's also important to remember that we belong to Him and that's who we are. And so that peace comes from God.
Yeah, that's great, Derek. And you know, it's a good reminder of that, because that's the only place where peace really can come from, right? There's a sense of peace in which there's a freedom from hostility, right? Some people would just define peace that way. But peace is truly an inner confidence in who our God is and what He's done for us. I mean, peace is just this reliance on Him where He is calming the storms of your life and what that looks like. C.S. Lewis, I so appreciate his writings, and he said, God cannot give us a happiness and peace apart from himself, because it is not there. There is no such thing. And so some people see the opposite of fear as this victorious triumphalism, where we're just going to be able to do anything we want. And yet that's not what God is calling us to. He's calling us to have our confidence not in us and what we can do, but in him and what he has done. And so there are still some things that are still so important. We need to be wise as we live here. It's not fearful to follow the guidelines of public health. It's not fearful to follow what the government's saying. Like for Amy and I right now, when they've said closing all non-essential businesses, you know, a week and a half ago, we made the hard decision of closing our business, right? Having some online sales, but we have staff we care for. It's part of our income. We're still paying rent for that property. We have a whole number of things that are coming in. And for us, it's been quite a trying moment, because we were closing up shop on James Street this month to open up on Lock Street next month. So there's all the expenses. We are doubling all the expenses. So we actually needed that larger income base. But we're like, no, we're going to follow and comply with the guidelines. We're going to do what they said. We read them carefully last night when they came out again this morning. We read carefully again. How do we make sure we comply with those? So complying with those things, social distancing, closing all non-essential businesses is really important.
So Duane, can I ask you a question
here? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So how do you think Romans 13 kind of shapes how we are to respond to what's going on as Christians?
So for people listening, let's read some of that text, Eric.
Yeah, so just starting in verse 1 of Romans 13. Let everyone be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God has established. The authorities that exist have been established by God. Consequently, whoever rebels against the authority is rebelling against what God has instituted, and those who do so will bring judgment on themselves. For rulers hold no terror for those who do right, but for those who do wrong. Do you want to be free from fear of the one in authority? Then do what is right, and you will be commended. For the one in authority is God's servant for your good. But if you do wrong, be afraid, for rulers do not bear the sword for no reason. They are God's servants, agents of wrath to bring punishment on the wrongdoer. Therefore, it is necessary to submit to the authorities, not only because of possible punishment, but also as a matter of conscience.
So I believe that out of that text, and others you may want to add to this, but is just saying we have a chief medical officer for a reason. We have public health for a reason. We have governing authorities for a reason. God's placed them there. And in this season, as they're saying, these are the things that we need to do wisely. We need to follow them. Like, you know, I appreciated Justin Trudeau saying the other day that, you know, these are things he's wanting us to do as a society because we care about each other. He doesn't want to have to enforce them by law. But if he has to, he will. And so we as Christians should be complying. When they said no more gatherings larger than 250, we're like, okay, we won't do that. And then they said no larger than 50. And then they've gone to 10. Now they've said be with each other. Like, you're allowed to be with your family unit, basically, and social distancing from others. And a whole bunch of that will start tonight at midnight. We need to be following those guidelines. I don't know if you guys have anything you want to add to that or...
Yeah, I mean, I just think there might be people who don't think this is a big deal, or maybe that there's an overreaction, but I think Scripture's clear. The authority has asked us to do something, and they haven't asked us to do anything, in my opinion, that's unbiblical.
Right.
And so we're obligated to listen. And like you said, remember that I am not the minister of health, and I don't know what's going on in the full picture. So, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's good.
I find it comforting to know that none of these people are in authority by accident.
Right.
These people have been instituted by God, and he is in charge of this entire situation, including the government. And I find that very comforting.
Yeah. So as we keep thinking through this, one of the things that I found really helpful in Scripture is when Jesus is leaving and he's told his disciples he's going to go, and they're just terrified that Jesus is going to leave. What are we going to do without Jesus? I mean, they don't know what to do. They're terrified that Jesus is going to go. He says these words to them in John 14. He says, I've spoken all of this while I'm still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and remind you of everything I've said to you. And then he says this. He says, so peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid. Because our ultimate peace is in the abiding fact that God has left his comforter, the Spirit of God, in us. And so we're thankful that this is what God's done. Jesus says, as I go, I want you to know that regardless of everything that's going on around you, whatever that would look like, and they faced atrocities in the first century. He said, I want you to know that I'm going to leave you with my Holy Spirit, and that's the equivalent of me leaving you my peace. And so I'm not going to give it to you the way the world does. I'm not going to just make everything better all at once, although that is going to happen one day. He says, I'm going to give you the Holy Spirit so that you don't need to be troubled or be afraid, because you know that God, who is, there's no greater person, being, ever that you'd rather have with you than God, that you know that God is with you, so you don't need to be afraid. So that kind of transitioned us to, as people are listening and they're trying to think about, so how do I do that? Like, how do I come to the place where I can actually have peace when I'm experiencing fear? How do I go about that?
I think we need to ask for it. We need to pray to God and ask for peace. And that sounds pretty simple. And for me, I'm much more of a thinker than a feeler. I need to understand what I'm feeling, why I'm feeling this way that I am, and how can I alleviate some of the anxieties that I'm feeling. But I think it's helpful to realize that ultimately we need to give them over to God. And it's about coming back to the recognition or recalling the sovereignty and the goodness of God. And in light of COVID, when things that, there should be things that we should do to be cautious and wise, but we should recognize that in these uncertain times that that God is certain and is in control. And personally, in my own moments of fear and anxiety, I recognize them. I pray to God for Him to take my thoughts captive, and I ask Jesus, like, please take these things that I'm feeling, and I give them over to you. Because I recognize there's only so much that we can do to change our emotions. And we should process them, we should think about them, we should change perhaps the way that we wrap our minds around them, but ultimately we need to give it over to God. And that's what 1 Peter 5:7 calls us to do, to cast our anxieties to God, because He cares for us. So I think we should ask for peace, but also recognize that God is in control, and cast our anxieties on God.
Yeah, that's a good word, Amanda. Thank you.
One of my favorite names for the Holy Spirit is the Helper. So in John 14, Jesus promises the Holy Spirit. He says, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and He will give you another Helper to be with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees Him nor knows Him. You know Him, for He dwells with you, and we will be with you. And so often as believers, outsiders will see us and say, I can't understand this peace. How can you be content in your situation? And for us, it's supernatural, because we have the Spirit alive in us. So like Amanda said, we need to pray and invite God's supernatural peace on us. A definition that I often refer to is, peace separate from our circumstances is contentment. So I just ask God for that contentment each and every day. One of the practices that I have found very helpful for me is the practice of a release and receive prayer, that being You pray to God and you say, God, I release this to you, whether that be your anxieties, your need for control, your worries, whatever it is for you. And then you receive from God His comfort, His guidance, His wisdom, His peace. And so that is a physical practice that I do with my hands. I put my hands forward and I say, God, I release this to you. And then I receive from you, and I bring my hands back to my heart. So that has been a really helpful practice for me. And also remembering that we have the Word, which is no ordinary book. So today we've been quoting lots of scripture to you, but these aren't just ordinary books or verses that we're reading. Like, this is a supernatural book,
that's right.
God's Word to us. So use it, dwell on it, keep it simple, I would say, because in confusing times, it's really overwhelming to understand some verses, but you can keep it really simple and just dwell on God's Word and invite His peace.
Well, that's a really good word. And God promises that his word will never return to him void. Mm-hmm. Right? It's living and active. It's sharper than a double-edged sword.
Yeah, for me, when it comes to how do we fight against fear, and being a youth pastor, a lot of times students will bring to me Joshua chapter 1, you know, the three times where God says to Joshua, be strong and courageous. And I think what we miss is that those aren't just empty commands that God gives to Joshua, but when you read through them, you know, the last one in verse 9 says, be strong and courageous, do not be afraid, do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. And to remember that this isn't about, you know, praying for God to give you the strength to find your own peace. This isn't a self-help book to try to make yourself feel better in a difficult time. But when it comes to actually finding peace in the midst of fear, I think finding peace at all, we need to remember that that comes from following God, right? The command to Joshua is you can be strong and courageous because you're following me, right? That's what God is saying to him. And so, you know, in times like this where I realize I don't have the power to have control over my own situation and I don't have the knowledge to understand what's going to happen next, but I know the one who does, and so I better follow him. Mm-hmm.
Derek, Amanda, Deanna, thank you for joining today. And I pray that for those of you that are listening, this has been helpful in thinking through when our hearts are gripped with fear. How do we begin to rely on the Spirit of God for the peace that he promises to offer us? So I want to kind of conclude today and wrap it up by a prayer blessing. There's two prayers in Scripture, two little benedictions that are offered, one in Numbers 6, one in 2 Thessalonians 3 that talk about peace. And so these are our prayers for you who are listening in the midst of COVID-19. From Numbers 6, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. And 2 Thessalonians 3, now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times in every way. The Lord be with you. Amen, and thank you for joining us. God bless.